Throughout his academic career of over 30 years, historian Howard Zinn didn't just lecture and write about history, he was part of it. Zinn took on an outspoken and often controversial role in the civil rights movement and was an early opponent of the Vietnam War. Zinn has a new autobiography called You Can't Be Neutral on a Moving Train. Critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Conservative critics of education regard professors like Howard Zinn as tweedy manifestations of the Antichrist. After all, in his 1982 book, A People's History of the United States, Zinn uncovered the blemishes on our idealized portraits of Columbus and the Founding Fathers. Zinn never obscured his controversial arguments with glutinous helpings of high theory, nor did he confine his radicalism to his research. He helped hide the fugitive anti-war activist Daniel Berrigan, and he himself was jailed for acts of civil disobedience during the 60s. Zinn retired from teaching at Boston University in 1988. At the end of his very last class, he led his students out of the lecture hall and onto a picket line. It's tempting to view Zinn as a 60s dinosaur at best, a grandstanding Mr. Chips at worst. But that would be projecting the cynicism of our own gray time onto him. You Can't Be Neutral on a Moving Train is that most old-fashioned of literary products, an inspiring autobiography. But the book is not merely retrospective. It's also implicitly a prospective manifesto in the tradition of Martin Luther King's Letter from a Birmingham Jail. Zinn urges the moral necessity of wedding thought to action. Zinn movingly describes his early life, growing up poor in Brooklyn, working in a shipyard, which nurtured his indignation against those he refers to as the bullies of the world, those who used wealth or military might or social status to keep others down. In 1956, as a newly minted PhD, Zinn landed a job at Spelman, the Black Women's College in Atlanta, and he was galvanized by the civil rights movement. Zinn marched, helped integrate lunch counters, and served as a senior advisor to SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. For his activism, Zinn was fired by Spelman in 1963, even though he was a full professor with tenure. As Zinn tells us, he didn't fight the decision because by then he was aware there was a gap between law and justice. The second act of Zinn's academic life opened in Boston, where by the mid-60s he was a prominent figure in the fledgling anti-war movement. Though Zinn had flown as a bombardier in World War II, he came to view all wars as barbarous. Personal history repeated itself when Zinn's activism incurred the wrath of his boss, John Silber, the autocratic president of Boston University. The comic passages here where Zinn recounts Silber's nasty behavior suggest an ulterior motive behind this and most other autobiographies. That is, getting even. Zinn's autobiography dramatizes Milan Kundera's observation that the struggle of man against power is the struggle of memory against forgetting. Zinn joins that struggle here by reminding us that the civil rights movement was launched by countless small instances of individual courage, that those who opposed the war in Vietnam also acted with integrity. Remarkably, after all he's lived through, all the history he studied, Zinn remains an unrepentant utopian. He writes, "Human beings are not machines, and however powerful the pressure to conform, they sometimes are so moved by what they see as injustice that they dare to declare their independence. In that historical possibility lies hope." Zinn's critics are, of course, right. Nobody is more subversive to the status quo than a militant optimist.
Maureen Corrigan teaches English at Georgetown University. She reviewed Howard Zinn's autobiography, You Can't Be Neutral on a Moving Train.